Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Okay, let's go right to your phone calls in order they are received. Again, I appreciate you all calling, but I'm not going to thank each caller. I need to thank me because of the next person. David in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
San Diego is freaking crazy, man. I never seen so much support for any sort of presidential candidate at all. And the amount of support and the amount of people that were out yesterday at the boat parade, the car parade, and everybody lined on the shore in Harbor Island, it was nuts, man. I know everybody's talking about a landslide and whatnot, and even talking about going back red, you know, as far as California, but that's a long shot, but I still think we need to...
Well, sir, it's not a long shot. When Democrats get control of a jurisdiction, they always engage in crime. And then they indicted, what, three members of the House of Representatives that were going to win re-election last time. I mean, they're just going to arrest everybody they can't beat. Because if you're winning by like 75%, they can't steal it. It's the way the computers work. It's the way the ballot stuffing works. And so California, of course, is really red. But that's the thing. People understand. Democrats, well, if they get control of your jurisdiction, you never have a real election again. That's why their party has to be politically eradicated. They are a criminal group. Sorry, go ahead.
That's the only reason why I say that, is because, you know, we got so many people that have infiltrated and, as far as, like, Democrats. And I think that numbers will turn out, but we really need to play chess with this. And if they're really planning on contesting, then, I mean, didn't we take a census this year? Is there any way we can use those numbers as far as who's, you know, who's...
Oh, look, the Democrats have been caught everywhere in massive fraud. Look, California is going red. Everybody knows that. Either people are leaving or it's going red. No one's buying into it. Sir, we have all the internal metrics. I covered them last night. 2-1, people are searching how to vote Republican, vote Democrat. The advertising clicks, the metrics, the internal numbers, and what's leaking out of the polling places and those processing ballots is a landslide. That's why they pump tens of millions of fake ones. They're hoarding that they're then starting to mail now, or their operatives are going to bring in. That's why Trump's demanding, you know, the names of who's transporting ballots and who the officers are. Under law, they're supposed to know who voting officers are. And in Michigan and in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania and in other areas, the Democrats are refusing to follow the law and say who their names are. Because I've watched past elections. They'll have felons, always in white-collar fraud, running each of the major precincts. That's why Trump wants the names. Because I guarantee you, you'll notice on Wednesday it's going to come out that a whole bunch of thousands of felons are running things for the Democrats. They are a criminal party. It's who they are.
They're projecting. They're projecting, and their projection says that they're committing fraud. Their projection says that they're going to do their best to do the fraud. You look at the fake Kamala Harris. They're projecting, man. Every single move, they're too stupid. And they project their move up ahead of everything else.
Yeah, because these are traitors that sold out their country. These are Chi-Com operatives. I agree. They're a bunch of scum with the media backing them up. And the gaslighting doesn't work anymore. Thank you, David. All right, who's up next here? That would be Lauren in New Mexico. Lauren, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, man, I just got to tell you about how crazy it is here in New Mexico. I wish it was for the Republicans, but unfortunately, man, the Democrats are going crazy here. I keep on getting calls from, you know, Democrat, you know, supports. Oh, you're for Biden, aren't you? I'm like, no, please stop calling me. And we're getting Amber Alerts to stay home. We're getting signs on the highways that we are in a red.
They're terrorizing everyone. These are terrorists.
Wondering people badly here in New Mexico, man. And I'm a new listener. My husband's a new listener. You know, we've been ordering. We got T-shirts, you know, and I'm so thankful that you're out here, you know, spreading the truth. And I really hope that I get to see you as president one day.
New Mexico is a gorgeous state, great people. But again, Democrats got control of your state. We love you and we appreciate you, Laura. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. I am full Trump. And Alex Jones, president, 2024. There we go.
All right. Thank you. You're awesome. Say hi to your husband for me. We're going to come back in 60 seconds, and I'm going right back. Bam, bam, bam. Hanneman, John, Omar, Cruz, Harry, Tony, Christopher, Anthony, James.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
Thanks for keeping me here. Thanks for putting me here. I salute you and thank you. Don't thank me. I'm thanking you. You're the ones that did this. Believe me, this everything you're seeing, America fighting for its life instead of just laying there and taking it and gaining back ground, that's you. And it's not about kissing your ass. It's about recognizing what you've done spreading the word, what you've done supporting us. We are the tip of the spear, and you are the literal metal alloy in that spear. And you are the will of that spear, or the spirit of that spear. And I just love you. Now, here's where I am in my gut. And the gut is your subconscious brain that's 100 times more powerful or more than your conscious brain that knows all the data, knows all the info. But if you consciously tried to hold it all at once, you'd go crazy. The cerebral cortex is your limited focus. So my instincts, my gut, my genetics, and then my spirit tell me, you've really woken up. I've woken up. The world's waking up. Bolsonaro, what's happening with Brexit, what's happening in Europe, Eastern Europe, Japan's super capitalist, anti-globalist now. Africa's rebelling against the globalists. Beautiful things are happening. And so in the spirit, I feel good. What really God really cares about, we're all in touch with God if we open up that channel. And God is pleased that we're waking up and saying no and recognizing good and evil. But just because we're awake to it and just because Trump's really going to win in a landslide, doesn't mean he's going to win. A lot of times when you're number one, you get destroyed because we're not supposed to have what we want. The devil is going to force feed us what he wants us to have. Hunchback demonic demons like Kamala Harris and Biden, those are slaves of evil. Look at them. The wages of sin are death. Their minds are already dead. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect, but he's not against you. He's not out to get you. He doesn't love destruction and poverty and wars and evil. He likes life. And so they don't like him because he's not part of their club. He didn't get his money from them. He's what they call an interloper, an outsider, somebody that jumped the fence, somebody that shouldn't have gotten in with them, all these inbred, trashy, nobody people. So-called elitists, but they're the opposite. And so just because your gut tells you and all the internal metrics and internal polls and web data show massive interest, five times the interest in Trump is what the metrics show. Hell, look at the big rallies for Trump. No one shows up for Biden. But they've got the money, and they've got the fraud, and they've got the devil that runs this planet, and they've got the 80 million fake ballots. And so they've been saying they're going to hold the election up, and they've been saying they're going to do that to keep Trump's eye on that. And I agree, that's their sure thing that they'll default to, but they're intending to steal this bigger than Dallas tomorrow. And that's why they're, we aren't going to let Trump announce. And if Trump says, if these trusted news organizations, they aren't even American owned, If they say Trump lost, he did. And if he says he contested, we won't even let him contest, and we're going to shut his Twitter down and shut him up. Good luck. You're going to fail. But they've got all the big tech and all the media together to silence and gag our president. And Congress will probably put up with that if it happens. Hell, the president probably will. Because these people have had us under their control so long, bitch-slapping us up and down the street, pimping us out, that they think they can pull this off. Now, here's the good news. I don't want Trump to lose, but if they throw us in that briar patch and steal this, they really cooked their goose. I mean, we're going to have a you think people are awake now and pissed off? They killed Trump, or they steal this election from him? They'd be smart to let him get in and try to sabotage and just do what they've been doing. They're not like that, though. They want power, and they want it now, because the Chinese are popping that whip, saying, you don't do what we're told, we'll release the dirt on you. And so much dirt's come out, and so much evil's come out, that they're cornered rats now, and that makes it even more dangerous. They're going to make their move. So just know this. If you've ever been bored in your life, and you're only excited when the NFL playoffs come up, this is a trillion times more important than that, and literally, and it's insane and dangerous and crazy. With Democrats running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to crash the stock market. So, we're at the edge of a cliff here, folks. So, I mean, I normally pray sitting in a chair or laying in bed. I've been getting on my knees every day for the last few months. And sometimes I feel like I need to get on my knees and I get on my knees. But, I mean, I've been getting on my knees, my face on the ground the last few months, because I want to be in direct, absolute, total focus on God. Because this is so damn dangerous, okay? So I'm just telling everybody, this is it, okay? This is the big, fat enchilada, like breaking the balls in the start of a pool game. This is going to decide the whole next generation, the whole next phase, the whole new system. Whether the new age they talk about is a nightmare of devil worship and world collapse, Antichrist, or a system where we go through an Antichrist system quickly and it's over fast. This is God's given us a choice whether we want to have a controlled crash landing or an absolute devastating burn the whole damn planet down. Because God gives us choices. God sets the destiny. I've studied this, but then we have a way to maneuver in our choices how that unfolds. And so we're being given free will, predestination, but free will within that. So there are different timelines that are set, and we're deciding the damn timelines right now. All right, let's go to a phone call here. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that'd be Hanneman in Oregon. Thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi. So, God bless you. I'm glad I stocked up on Silver Gargle before it all went out. I've been using that, and it's great. Thanks so much. And I think, in terms of President Trump, what powers does he have? I mean, in the extreme, we see the insurrection, we see the sedition, the infringements on the 14th Amendment, all these states. I live in Oregon. It's a blue state. And the extreme, what powers can he take to just overthrow and cut the heads of the Hydra off?
Well, he has the Insurrection Act. We're dealing with China. The Democrats admit China's running them. See, Pelosi knows it's coming out. She's like, yeah, we work for China. Big deal. So she's normalizing that, inoculating us psychologically. And so he has the power of the Insurrection Act. He has all sorts of powers. Here's the problem. He's got the rank and file police and military are good people. And it's constitutional if he called them out against a foreign takeover. But the leadership are a bunch of gelded lawyers. And so they never stick their head up. They just go with the wind. And so the president is up there with his voice and his will surrounded by cowards, basically.
Does he have the Marines around him? Does he have the protection? He knows. He's ahead of the game usually. So he's got to be... have the things in place.
Sure, the rank and file Secret Service are great people. They're all great. The rank and file FBI is great people. They all hate the deep state. But no, that's it. It's Trump at the top, and then he's got the low-level people with him, almost 100%, and then just scum right in that management level, right up there at the top.
Never in my 70 years, and I was talking to my mother this morning, who's 90, have we seen this kind of support for a president.
Well, America knows it's fighting for its life, brother.
Yes, and so he has that support if he decides to go with it, take the reins, cut the heads of the Hydra off, do whatever it takes to stop this and save our country.
I agree, because I'm not somebody that likes this type of stuff, but they're the ones already saying they're going to have secession and civil war. I mean, And the Democrats are openly, kill the dollar, screw America. Their whole futures are gone if that happens. They're crazy.
We pray for him. We pray for him.
Absolutely. God bless you. Great call. All right. We got Laura Loomer popping in for two segments, and then I'm going to go right back to all your calls in the order they received. Christopher in Alabama is up next, and then Omar is up next, and then Cruz, and then right through everybody else, James and Jonathan. I'll get to all of you, Harry. Harry, we'll get to everybody. Laura Loomer found the fake impersonator, body double of Kamala Harris, and the Democrats were there protecting her. They were putting her on as like, look, it's Halloween. Everything with these people is a scam. Who would even think up crap like this? Their faces gone, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked. So Laura Loomer confronted him. She's running for Congress in Trump's district. And she is in the polls winning, even in skewed polls. But we'll see what happens with the skullduggery. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and ElectionNight.News. That's the uncensored link for now. Please share ElectionNight.News. Stay with us.
I don't hear the cry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now.
We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Laura Loomer's done it again.
Let's go to Looping Rock, Texas.
Bizarre.
This successful life.
Biden campaign sends Kamala body double to Florida. Big news. Laura Loomer confronted her.
Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Europe imposed draconian lockdowns and cases were surging and deaths were surging. But think of it, draconian, now they have to do it all over again. What the hell are they doing? I think I'm going to go over and explain it to them. But, you know, they're locking down parts of Europe again. By the way, when you think about it, though, in all fairness, look what China has done to the world.
Reopened.
This golden tie is choking me.
All right, Laura Loomer has done it again. She's in Florida, in her district, Trump's district. Trump just voted for her last week.
We've been so busy keeping up with the Jones.
And there is this woman posing with the campaign staff like she's Kamala. They're all cheering for her. And Laura Loomer goes over and says, "What in the hell is going on with you?" Acting like she's got Secret Service. This is the level of their supporters are like lobotomized children. We got video coming up of a woman crying, saying, "I just voted for Biden, even though he's a pedophile," and she's crying, embarrassed she did it. That's coming up. But Laura Loomer, here's some of the video of just what happened last night. I mean, oh, it's her. It's Kamala. We're with her.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's all make-believe. They even know she's not Kamala. They don't care.
Kamala Harris. That must be somebody to hug like that. That's not Kamala Harris.
You guys hear her stories and shit?
It looks nothing like her. Very deceptive to the voters to send body doubles out. Very deceptive.
Look at these coots.
The fake Kamala Harris.
All right, joining us is Laura Loomer. Laura, a congressional candidate, ahead even in their skewed polls, plus there's massive fraud, set to win tomorrow big. But Hillary put a tweet out. She said, "Oh, the election is not over until all the votes have been counted." They admit their strategy is never have all the votes counted. Just like Bill Gates says, we'll never end the lockdown until there's not one COVID case. Well, it's a new virus they created. It's never going to go away. I mean, it's like saying we can never open America until TB is gone. They didn't find the cure. Never will, probably. Laura Loomer, this is a big deal. It's very emblematic of the plastic banana baloney of these people.
Yeah, look, like everything about the Democrat Party is completely fake and manufactured. And you're right. Look, this is why we need every single Republican, every single free-thinking American patriot, regardless of your party affiliation, to get out and vote down-ballot Republican, because this is the fight of our lifetime. Okay. And yesterday, just at the polls, to give you an example, the same polling location where I caught the Biden campaign sending a fake Kamala Harris body double, they were actually calling the police on me and Republicans and just everyday voters who didn't want to wear masks at the polls. There was a black man who showed up in a MAGA hat And he started talking about abortion and how he was voting for Trump and voting Republican and encouraged people to not vote for Joe Biden after Kamala and Biden have locked up so many black men. They've locked up more black men together than anybody else on this planet, right? And the white liberal Biden supporters are trying to call the cops on this free-thinking black man. So, you know, they want to shut you down. They want to ban you for posting facts. They want to deplatform you if you're speaking the truth. They want to force you to wear a mask. Okay, we're talking about medical Sharia here. I really don't see a difference between forcing somebody to wear a face mask and forcing somebody to wear
a mask. By the way, did you coin that? This is medical Sharia.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling it. That is my term for it, because I don't see any difference between forcing people to cover up their face with a mask. Okay, you're silencing them. You're calling the cops on them. You're trying to lock them up. This is what they do to women in the Middle East. You know, you want to stay locked up? You want to be covered up for the rest of your life? Move to the Middle East.
This is definitely out of Islamic playbook. This is definitely there. Laura Loomer. The fact is, she gets out of a black SUV with fake Secret Service. We got a radio listener who describes this for people. And they actually, she comes up and is saying, "I'm Kamala," and they're taking photos with her. But this is just, how dumb are these people? What the hell's their problem?
It goes to show you how dumb the Biden campaign thinks the voters are and how dumb their staffers actually are. Because they went as far as renting a stretch limo, Alex, and then they showed up. This is how evil these people are, is they try to trick minorities, right? So this is a predominantly black and Hispanic polling location, the Lantana Branch Library. And you see all
these black. I would never think, I'm going to speak to black folks or Hispanics. Let me put on a clown outfit because they're dumb. Why do they think like that? Why did they do this?
I don't know, but they... You see it. You can hear in the video all the black women chanting, "Oh, it's Kamala, Kamala, Kamala." And then you see the Biden staffer on video taking a selfie with her. And I'm like, "Hey, dude, that's not Kamala Harris. You're being duped. Are you kidding me?" And then you see him kind of look nonchalantly. And he even
realized. And then you caused them on the tape. Correct me if I'm wrong, Laura. They then run away, though, because he was going to probably hang out for hours.
Yeah, I called them out. So then they had the stretch limo pull up around the other side, and then they're running. And then you see they're looking back at me because I caught them on camera. And that's not
even. And again, these are the same people that said hospitals were all full and had actors posing going in circles. That's now confirmed.
Yeah, and, you know, I have the rest of the video hasn't even been released. I have the Biden staffers on video, and I'll send it to InfoWars exclusively if you want. The Biden staffers saying, "Who cares if it's not the real Kamala Harris? It doesn't matter." So they even admit that they don't care if it's real or not because they're trying to dupe voters. And you have all these voters at the polls waiting in line, getting excited, thinking that Kamala Harris is actually campaigning, taking selfies with her.
Yeah, send it to us during the break, because I want to come back. I want to play the clip again. I want to play this other one. But I mean, this is the thing. It's like they say there's not two genders, then they target little mentally ill boys that have autism and tell them, "We're going to do your hair. You're a girl. Let's chop your balls off." And it's a Tavistock Institute plan to sterilize men. I mean, it's admittedly, we know the plan. I'm not against a dude that wants to grow up and say he's a woman. I'm a libertarian at that level. But, I mean, the idea
what's crazy about this is the Democrats, they tried everything that they accused the Republicans of. They're doing themselves. They're classic projectors. How many times have we seen liberals and deranged leftists on CNN saying, "Oh, I think President Trump and Melania are having marital problems. It looks like President Trump sent a body double to his rallies to represent Melania." Meanwhile, the Republicans aren't utilizing body doubles. Remember when they called me and you conspiracy theorists when Hillary was running and we said she was using body doubles because she was? Well, now we actually have it on video. The Democrats are using body doubles. Joe Biden doesn't have the energy. Kamala Harris doesn't have the energy to campaign. So they're shoving him in the basement and then they're sending out body doubles with masks. And this is why they want people to wear masks, Alex, because if you take the masks off, you're going to see it's a body double.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? It destabilizes society. It just gets us ready for fraud. And stay there. I'm going to come back to Laura Loomer because this is so big. I'm remembering now videos we've seen that look like fake Kamala Harris body doubles before. People said, "Hey, that's not Kamala Harris." It isn't. They're doing this all over the place. These people are crazy. I mean, who knows? Maybe the real Kamala Harris is dead. Who knows?
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. On the eve of the election, we got 24-hour coverage starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central. I want to thank the great crew that's here. We beefed up the crew the last year ahead of this, but it's still a skeleton crew to go 24 hours a day, day after day. But we're going to be doing it with your calls, your analysis, videos, the stuff that's censored that big tech doesn't want you to see, like the laptop story, all that is coming out and more. Things even bigger, election fraud, you name it. We are checking the emails. We're getting calls. We're taking your calls. We're talking to experts. We're going to be putting on air all the stuff they don't want you to know about starting tomorrow morning. Hell, we're doing it right now. But it's not a theory. And I'm not against people that have theater degrees. Hell, Rob Dew works here and has a theater degree and does a great job as our news director. So I like the theater. But liberals tend to go get theater degrees, and there's not a lot of Hollywood jobs now, and so they mainly then get into politics. That's a fact.
And so I noticed with the left, it's all about show. It's all about theater. It's all about, you know, mask and social justicing and virtue signaling. And then Kamala Harris has a body double, and now we learn more body doubles. And this is just, it's like all Halloween. It's all just show. Except the lockdown starved 2 million people to death already in Africa. It's not funny. It's not cute. But they never take responsibility for what they've done. So Laura Loomer caught this yesterday in Palm Beach at a mainly minority polling place, them saying, it's Kamala. And then you want to believe Kamala came to see me. And she looks a lot like her. And you're like, yay, Kamala. And they're like, yeah, it's just these, you know, dumb minorities were conning. I mean, this is sick. If this had been a bunch of white people, it would be the same thing, too. But it's the staffers trying to manipulate these poor people. This is sick, evil deception. But there was Toto. There was the two-year-old. I'm not saying she's a two-year-old, but the allegory, saying the emperor's not wearing any clothes. Somebody's got to call BS, and Laura Loomer did it. Go ahead and roll the video again, please. And then staffers pose.
That's not Kamala Harris.
To prime the pump. To con everyone.
That's not Kamala Harris.
God, these are criminals, man. God, these are sickos, man.
It looks nothing like her.
They fundamentally want
to
con
the voters to send body doubles out.
Now, there's the Secret Service.
Very deceptive.
For her limo.
Kamala Harris.
That's a party of frauds. It's who they are. Laura Loomer, you've knocked it out of the park. Hillary says, though, they're going to just contest the election. What are you expecting? What are the numbers you're seeing in your race there in that key state of Florida, just in general? How's the president doing? Looks like he's doing, from internal numbers we've seen and also the internet metrics, a bigger landslide than last time. What do you think?
Well, from the numbers I'm seeing on the ground, President Trump is 3 to 4 points ahead right now, which would, you know, indicate obviously a landslide because, as they say, how goes Florida goes the nation. And I'm polling ahead of Lois Frankel, even though the media just, you know, wants to push out fake polls and fake information about my race. I'm telling you, I mean, we go to the polls. We go anywhere. People recognize me. I have Biden supporters in line who say they're not voting for Trump, but they're voting for me. Okay. Lois Frankel is one of the most hated members of Congress, one of the laziest members of Congress. And I'm confident that I'm going to make history tomorrow by becoming the youngest woman ever elected to Congress and also the first deplatformed and banned candidate. And look, while Kamala Harris is sending out fake body doubles to the polls, the Biden campaign, and I just sent you guys another angle so you can see up close. When I confronted them even more, she turned around and tried to pretend like she was doing something with some campaign literature to not be on camera. You can load that video up next. But President Trump was in Miami, Florida last night at 11:30 at night, okay? In Miami-Dade, where they have mask mandates and lockdowns still. And he was able to get, you know, tons of people out there. It was an absolute party in Miami-Dade County for President Trump, and there's no energy for Joe Biden. I mean, there's such a lack of energy that they have to have fake body doubles at the polls, Alex. So if this is a free and fair election, Trump wins, I win, Republicans win across the board. But look, they're already trying to intimidate voters by scaring people, saying, oh, if you live in a major city, you know, you can't buy any ammo. All the guns are sold out. All the ammo sold out. We're boarding up the businesses because who's going to riot? Well, it's not the Trump supporters that are rioting. It's Antifa. Okay. And the fact that businesses and police officers are even encouraging businesses to board up their businesses
they're trying to get them to do it. In fact, I'm glad you raised that. Here's Trump at his last night's Florida rally till 1 a.m. despite curfew, says Fox News. It's like when I was at Joe Rogan's studio, he tested everyone for COVID. We were all clean. Then we all took a photo together, and the London Independent said they didn't social distance arrest them. They're using this selectively to go after everybody and try to kill dissent. Here it is. Screw that mayor's curfew that tries to violate people's free speech and a political rally with the president. And I'm glad that President Trump is trumping all their action and calling Fauci out and calling the European lockdowns out. I mean, we're seeing here in the final days, full Trump. It's the best I've seen yet. I am really excited, Laura.
I'm excited, too, and I think the people have had enough. That's why they were booing Carlos Jimenez last night, who, in fact, voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and is now coming around as a so-called Trump supporter. So the people have had enough. I mean, these are Republicans at a Trump rally booing him. You know, not booing the president, but booing this rhino who is trying to force people to wear masks. So I'm glad to see that the Republicans and the base are starting to call out a lot of these rhinos who are enabling the globalists and the radical left.
Let me show a 30-second clip of a rally in Georgia before he went to Miami last night. This guy's doing 5-6 events a day now, just a total Trojan, an absolute is barbarian. Here it is. No social division there. They're breaking the back of the hysteria, breaking the back of fear. Screw the globe. And thank God for Trump. I didn't know what was happening at first with COVID. Then I learned it was all been overblown fraud. Trump did the right thing, and now he's standing up against them. He tried to stop it coming here. It looked like it was bad. It got here. They said, oh, it's our fault. We never open again. They exaggerate. He says, screw this. I think Trump has handled things about as perfectly as you could. Pragmatically, being here 7 days a week, watching every second of it, Laura Loomer running for Congress there. The president voted for you last week. I think the president's done a superhuman job. I'm just being honest. I'm not kissing his ass. I'm just being honest. Superhuman, Laura. God-given. What do you think of this?
Well, look, he's got a lot of energy. And as somebody who's running for Congress myself right now, I mean, I'm at the polls all day long in the glaring heat and the sun, you know, getting sunburned, talking to voters, trying to reach people with no social media. And the president gets attacked every single day, and he travels across the country and does three rallies. And I'm just going to tell you, the president of the United States has more stamina and more energy than most people my age, because sometimes I get tired just watching him at these rallies. But you got to give it to him. I've never seen such an energetic, enthusiastic president in my life. And just, you know, we're in the final stretch, less than 40 hours to go till results come in. And the fact that the president has this much energy to go till 1 o'clock in the morning, It's amazing. I mean,
by the way, for
I'm
folks who don't know,
he's in his 70s.
Exactly, 74. It's the weather. It's the helicopters. It's the Secret Service. It's the dignitaries. It's all the behind the scenes. That's what's stressful, not even the speeches. It's the travel. This guy's all, believe me, folks, I've talked to rock stars that couldn't do this in their prime. He is doing stuff. He's God sent. And we should be thanking God for Donald Trump and for Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer, everybody's got to get out tomorrow and vote for you, sweetheart. But regardless, I think you're going to win. You came from behind. But regardless, you are a winner because you're a fighter and you have positioned yourself, regardless, to get into Congress. And we are so excited.
Well, thank you, Alex. And, you know, we have the final stretch left, and I still need people to support my campaign. We still have things we need to pay for. So if anybody's listening, please go to LauraLoomerForCongress.com and donate whatever you can, whether it's $5, $10, $20, because it's not over till it's over.
And tell me, you got lawyers ready to contest things, right? Because you know they're going to try to steal it. You got lawyers ready, right?
We have our lawyers ready, and that's why I still need people to contribute to my campaign. You know, we have lawyers.
No, exactly. No, it's this war takes money. Winning the war takes cash, folks. We love you. Thank you, Laura.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We're all living in America.
America, America. We're all living in America. America, America.
We're all living in America.
In 2020, with Donald Trump as president, with a zombie as his enemy. Let's get right into it. Back to your phone calls. Hillary Clinton came out 3 hours ago and said, the election will be over when all the votes are counted. As they sent out a bunch of fake ones they're sitting on top of. New from Biden campaign manager, Jen O'Malley. Dylan,
under no circumstances, under no scenario, will Donald Trump be declared a victor on election night.
Under no scenario. Even if they were all counted. Even if the evidence shows he won by such a landslide that all other ballots counted for Biden wouldn't add up to a Biden victory, it doesn't matter. No, no, no. We're not going to do it. We're going to break off our states and take control of them. We control it. We stole it. We work for the Chinese. Communists, you won't stop us. Don't worry. Twitter and Facebook and Google say there's 7 trusted groups that are allowed to declare the election. The same ones that censor everything. ABC, AP, CNN, CBS. The Discussion Desk HQ, Fox News, and NBC, which means MSNBC, though they're 2 separate deals. So there you go, folks. It's on. It's crazy. It's insane. It's wild.
let's jam in five calls right now in the next 9 minutes. Who is up next? Christopher in Alabama. Come on down, Christopher.
Alex, man, great to talk to you, man. I'm telling you now that the Haskell, Ray, Barr, all these people have to be put out of commission for us to keep going as a country, not because we want them to, you know, feel bad and feel like an idiot. If we don't do anything to stop these people, they're going to continue to do this. This is about the rest of the world, the rest of the future, the rest of everything.
I agree. And they've committed so many crimes now and don't get in trouble, so the crimes get bigger and more insane.
It's about the media. They have took over the entire country, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If this was 200 years ago, George Washington would have had these people on a spike. They would have been hanging and swinging.
Well, there's no doubt that Trump's right. The mainstream media is the enemy of the American people, brother.
This is not fair to our future, our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids. This is not
fair. Sir, I agree. It's an attempted foreign multinational takeover. I mean, this is an attempted takeover of the country. You're damn right.
But they've already took almost everything over, Alex. We have to fight back. And Trump's all we have. If Trump is Trump.
I totally agree. God bless you. Thanks for holding, sir. All right. Next up. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. I got lots of questions to ask, but I'll try and keep this brief, so I'm only going to ask you one question. In terms of the election, I'm going to be honest. I'm really scared.
Say that again. Your phone's breaking up. You have a question about the election. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I got lots of questions, but I'm only going to ask you one. In terms of the election, I'm pretty scared that it's going to get stolen. And earlier you said California will probably flip red, but I want to contradict you, but I highly doubt it.
No. I don't think it's going to vote for Trump. I'm saying it's really red, sir. The Democrats, once they take over, engage in fraud. California's going to go blue. I'm saying it's really red.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid that this election is going to get stolen, and I can't speak for everyone. But it's going to spark a second civil war, one way or another. In fact,
well, yeah, that's what the TRICOMs want, and that's what the Democrats know they're losing. So their orders are break the country up, and so that's going to be their move. Absolutely. So the moment of truth is here.
Okay. Well, the question, what I really want to ask you about in terms of the
your phone's a little weird. So just get your question in real quick, brother.
Okay. The Libertarian Party, Joe Jorgensen. I don't know if you've talked about this. Joe Jorgensen and the Libertarian Party has been gaining a lot of steam. And I don't mean to diminish or patronize the Libertarian Party, but if they can come in second place, that'll make Biden stealing the election that much harder. And in the
actually, they think most Libertarian votes take from Republicans. I appreciate your call. The Libertarian Party has a bunch of Democrats running it, in my view. I mean, I like some Libertarian ideas on social issues, but overall, they're a joke. I'm not trying to poo-poo what you're saying, sir. I just got to move to the next caller because your phone's really echoey. I can barely understand it. Okay, let's take another call here. Let's talk to Harry in Oklahoma. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I think the amount of support we have for Trump is unparalleled. It's completely obvious. I think, you know, we have Biden voters trying to switch their votes to for Trump. But my question is, I'm wondering if for the next 4 years, whether or not Trump will be elected or Biden, if Fauci will stick around with all the money and resources we have invested into the vaccines, the national stockpile, all the states going into lockdown and doing the testing.
No, I hear you. I didn't mean to talk over you. I was just telling them, get clip one ready, because Trump knows how to take control from them. Oh, Bill Gates wants to control vaccines. He wants to tell you when they're coming out. Trump takes control with other vaccines just to kill it, make it a non-issue, and then we forget about it, and nobody takes the vaccine. I know Trump's tactic. Doesn't mean I totally agree with it. But absolutely, he's going to fire Fauci. Fauci's finally risen his ugly head. Let's play a clip of Trump talking about this last night. Here it is.
Because all they want to do, you turn in the news, COVID, 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 COVID. We'd like to talk about COVID, and then next time, here's what happens. November 4th, you won't hear too much about it. You won't hear too much about it.
Fire,
Don't tell anybody, but let me wait till a little bit after the election.
You know where Fauci...
I appreciate the advice.
You know where Fire Fauci came from? Fire Fauci came from us in April.
He's a nice man, though.
Here in Austin, Texas, I started the chant Fire Fauci, and it spread across the land. And I'm not trying to take credit for it. It shows what grassroots activity does. Because it's obvious. Then I started saying, that's not enough. Arrest Fauci. We have the Arrest Fauci and Bill Gates t-shirt, limited edition, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Harry, so you brought that up. Go ahead.
Right. So so all the money and the resources they have invested into all these vaccines, especially the U.S., you know, with Fauci, there's 179 vaccines. You mentioned the mRNA vaccine earlier. There's not just one mRNA vaccine. There's seven. And so there are all these different vaccines. And like I said, the mass immunization events that they have coming up. But, yeah, as far as yesterday when Trump said, you know, after the election might fire Fauci, I think that's they're going to bring that up again, all the vaccine, the lockdown.
Well, let's be clear what the mRNA vaccine is. And you're right, there's more than seven. There's actually hundreds that are developing, but seven that Gates is involved in.
Right.
He says you got to take 4 to 5 a year to test it on you and see what works. So you're literally becoming a guinea pig or a chinchilla or a lab rat. It's illegal. It's BS. And people are rioting in a socialist-controlled state of Brazil where they're announcing forced inoculations next month. Bolsonaro is trying to block it. But it's the socialist saying you're going to wear a mask. You're going to take shots worldwide. This is their move, is medical tyranny to scare us. They tried class warfare. They tried race warfare. They tried calling everybody Nazis. That didn't work. So now we're just going to put a mask on you. You can't leave your house. It's a cult takeover. Thank you for the call. All right, next caller. Cruz in Maryland. Cruz, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the call and everything. Honestly, what I think about the election is, well, I live in Carroll County, Maryland, and it's kind of a, it's just more of a red county, but, you know, Maryland being very blue almost every other time. I've just seen a flood of just Trump support, and it's just, I like to see it, but I just don't know. I think that Trump will end up becoming victorious, and we're going to see Trump coming to his second term, but I think they're going to contest the election, and that during the contesting, they're going to, like you said, the riots that are going to be huge. I just want to, I don't know what to think about it. You know, that's what I'm kind of worried about, but other than that, I mean, that's what I think about the election.
Brother, I agree with you. It's totally insane what's going down, and we're just trying our best to navigate through this, and it's not that Trump's perfect or you're perfect or I'm perfect. It's that we're Americans. We believe in our system. It's a lot better than other systems. And foreign banks and foreign corporations and the Chinese communists have had so much power, they look at our open free society and they go, those are a bunch of weaklings. We can take them over. Because they've gotten away with so much, they think we're stupid. And now they're going for broke. Thank you so much for your call. All right, I'm going to start the next hour. 15 minutes of more calls. And Dr. Steve Pachinik pops in to give us his take on what Trump's doing right, what Trump's doing wrong, and inside baseball for the intelligence community about what's coming next. That's in the third hour. We're going to be right back. Spread the election site.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.